Hi, this is Tracy. This weekend I had a song go through my head. Have you ever had that happen where you hear something on the radio and then it just kind of triggers things that bring back memories for you? And for me, I was listening to a radio station in the car and I heard the Somewhere Over the Rainbow song. And what it did was it brought me back to being a little girl. And I don't know about you, how old you are, and if they had VCRs in those days, but they did not when I was growing up. And so The Wizard of Oz, just like the many fairy tales that we watched on TV on an annual one-time thing, was really special to me. And I think it opened up a world when it came out, or certainly when I was allowed to watch it. It was out before I was born. What it brought to everyone was this sense of joy and this forever place, this happily ever after land of the make-believe. I mean, we hadn't really had that. So, you know, as I look back and think about that all weekend long, I'm thinking, what were the lessons that they all learned? And do they relate to anything narcissistic? I swear to God, I'm losing my mind. Everything is like coming in and it's like, wait, there's something narcissistic about that. Not as much as I just think that there's some really good lessons in there that I think that we should all make sure that we know about. And for one thing, I'd like you to think about who your favorite character is. If you're a girl, there's a really good chance that it was Glinda, the Good Witch of the North. Glinda with her beautiful gown and that sort of royal crown that was made of whatever that sparkled, and her arrival by Bubble, right? I mean, that is cool crap when you're a little kid. Everybody wanted to be her. I think, of course, she was my favorite. But I think that in learning about her and in knowing and wanting to be this make-believe good witch that comes down and saves everything, when in actuality, she never saved anybody, because all she did was be there like a friend and like a coach, like a mentor that made sure that if she struggled along the road, that she was there for Dorothy. She never did just wiggle her nose and make her go home. She made her realize that she had the power all along. And it's that lesson that I want to talk to you about today as we deal with our narcissist abuse and our rebuilding of our life. We had the power all along. And I want you to think about that. And I want you to remember, just because you've forgotten it right now, the narcissist has gotten you so down and your head is spinning and you think you're crazy and nothing makes sense and nobody believes you, maybe it's because you were in the Land of Oz. That life was a fairy tale and it wasn't a happy ending. If we look at the journey of the Wizard of Oz and Dorothy's traveling from Kansas to Oz, if we look at the things that that movie, that icon and fabric of our lives, if we look at the things that were never real before, good witches and bad witches, ruby slippers and munchkins. How about the Lollipop Guild? Oh my God, I wanted one of those lollipops so badly. It was awesome. If we look at what happened on Dorothy's journey to get back home, we can see a lot of similarities between her journey and ours to get over a narcissist. I'll tell you how. When Dorothy found herself in the Land of Oz, a place she could never even imagine, not only was it Technicolor, but it wasn't what she thought it was. Life was different somehow. But Dorothy had a goal. She wanted to go back home. Dorothy had a mentor, Glinda, to help guide her. She sought help from others. And that's what you have to do right now, is you have to find someone that you can talk to about this narcissist abuse. There are counselors, there are free services, and there is help out there. Find a meetup near you, start a meetup, and people will come. And all you need to do is support one another. It's pretty easy. So like Dorothy, turn to your friends. In the end, she got it done, right? She went home. She found out she had the power all along. And we are finding out that we had the power all along. It's just been smooshed and smooshed and smooshed by the narcissist that has emotionally and verbally, sexually, financially abused us. We can get it done. She was friends to everyone in the end, right? Everyone, even the monkeys liked her, the henchmen, the munchkins. She didn't come in and make enemies. She came in with hope, and it got better. If we look at the scarecrow, that's who she met next, right? If we look at the scarecrow and we think about him hanging on that hook in the crossroads, some people go this way and some people go that way. You can go either way you want, right? This is us, we're in that crossway. We can either learn about narcissist abuse and do everything that we can so that it doesn't happen again. Or we can take the path that we've always taken. I don't know about you, but I want the yellow brick road. I want to know where it goes. I want ruby slippers. And I would follow the road. The scarecrow, who thought he had no brains, was listening to old recordings. Old recordings that someone must have told him, just like we've been told things. Old recordings that just had to be reprogrammed when they buffed him. And he started to actually use his brain. You see, when you use your brain, you find out you have it. Scarecrow was willing to give his life for Dorothy. Fight the witch. Battle forces. When the witch set him on fire, Dorothy went to save him. And we're like that. We like to save people. We like to help them. And we believe that recording, that first encounter, however long it was, that our narcissist pretended that they were something that they weren't. We always held on to the dream that that person was real and they were coming back. If only we did more. Do you remember the song? It was by America, and the line was something about God never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. The Tin Man did have a heart. You knew that right away. As soon as those flying apple trees were throwing apples at Dorothy, the Tin Man stepped in there. And that is a sign of friendship. That is a sign of bravery. And that is a sign that you can love. He thought because he didn't have something ticking inside his chest, he couldn't love. But that's not true. Because we all have something ticking inside of us. And we can love. We know how to love. We've just been loving the wrong person. We have to love ourselves first. We have to set those boundaries and do not let people break them. Do not listen to their words, listen to their actions. And find your heart again. You will find it. I don't know about you, but I kind of thought the lion was cute. You know, just this sort of little wimpy, you know, roar, and then he was scared when the dog barked at him, little Toto. I felt bad for him. Go figure. Let's think about that. I'm a caregiver, right? Of course I'm going to pity the one that has no bravery. He needs help. I'll help him. The lion had courage all along too. He was brave. He had courage. He stood up to a witch. And he stood up for a friend. You can do that. Do you have courage? Getting over this narcissist thing? You have to reprogram your brain every single time you get sad. You remember something. You think, oh my God, we had the best time in the world. How could he do this to me? She did this, she did that. Get rid of those thoughts and be brave. Be brave for yourself. And if you can't be brave for yourself, if you've got children, be brave for them. Your children are watching how you are handling this, and they are learning about life through what they see with you right now. And you have probably just been crushed. You have probably been hurt. And there's so much damage inside of us. And yet, we need to really pull it together in front of our kids. Don't let them see this. Be brave and be strong. When you get them on the school bus, go back to bed if you need to. But be brave, like the lion. The wizard. I thought he had it good. I thought he was pretty cool. But, you know, if you think about it, he lands in this land of Oz, this magical place with green and yellow horses. And he has to go be hidden behind curtains and no one knows. It wasn't a good life. He wanted to go back to Kansas too. Don't listen to the man behind the curtain. That's our lesson there. Because you already know yourself. You can beat this. It's not easy. But if you're like me, a simple song about somewhere over the rainbow can put you into this weird narc brain and everything's sort of coming together. You have to think like that. And you'll get it. And I promise, you are so much better off without this person. Don't miss them. Just miss the person that you used to be. And find him. Find her. Be that for yourself. We may not have witches arriving by bubble, but there is a somewhere over the rainbow.